ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Shri Yaksha Uchuhu Vayam Manuchara Mukhya Karne Biste Mano Gyais Iha Diti Sutena Prapita Vahakatvam Sattu Jana Paritapam Tapputam Janata Sattu jana paritapam tat kritam janata te. Narahara upanita panchatam panchavingsha. Translation. The inhabitants of Yaksha Loka prayed. O controller of the 24 elements, we are considered the best servants of your lordship. Because of rendering services pleasing to you, yet we engaged as palanquin carriers by the order of Hiranyakashipu, the son of Diti. O Lord, in the form of Nrisimhadev, you know how this demon gave trouble to everyone, but now you have killed him, and his body is mixing with the five material elements. Purport, the Supreme Lord is the controller of the 10 senses, the five material elements, the five sense objects, the mind, the intelligence, the false ego, and the soul. Therefore he is addressed as Panchavingsha, the 25th element. The inhabitants of the Yaksha planet are supposed to be the best of all servants, but Hiranyakashipu engaged them as palanquin carriers. The entire universe was in trouble because of Hiranyakashipu. But now that Hiranyakashipu's body was mixing with the five material elements, earth, water, fire, air, and sky, everyone felt relief. Upon Hiranyakashipu's death, the Yakshas were reinstated in their original service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus they felt obliged to the Lord and offered their prayers. So one by one, going through the different demigods, great personalities in the universe, who are praying to Lord Nrisimhadev. And finally we'll see how Prahlad Maharaj prays to Lord Nrisimhadev. Prahlad Maharaj was able to pacify Lord Nrisimhadev from his angry mood because he was completely pure devoted. Whereas the demigods, they are understood to be mostly sakama bhaktas. Means they are devotees, but they have some material purpose to fulfill also. So we see one after another that the demigods, means devas, upadevas, there are so many different levels of demigods, rishis, siddhas. Many of them are praying that we were so much troubled, but now Hiranyakashipu was killed. Thank you very much. Now we're not troubled anymore. Queen Kunti, pure devotee, she prays a little differently. She prays that famous prayer, Vipada Santatatsaswat, Tatra Tatra Javatiro, Pabato Darshanam Yasa, Apuna Bhavadarshanam. She prays that let there be more problems. Very unusual prayer. Most people are going to God. Why they're coming? Because, my dear God, I have so many problems. Now you please remove them all. But she's praying, I don't have any problems, please give me problems. Because when there are problems, then we think of you more intensely. And then by thinking of you, that means seeing you. For Queen Kunti, that means that they'll be seeing. At that time they're seeing, that time Krishna was in Hastinapura, they're seeing Krishna. So if we see you, she says, then we'll no longer see repeated birth and death. Very intelligent prayer. Even if there's any personal interest, Prabhupada writes that, I think, in the second canto, Bhagavatam purport. But even if we have any self-interest, that self-interest should be how to become a pure devotee and get out of this miserable material world by going to Krishna. So Queen Kunti is thinking, now Krishna is going away, but if there were problems, then he'd stay and help us. because we're his dependent devotees. And we'll see here the attitude of the demigods. They're servants, but they're thanking Nrsimhadeva. Thank you for coming. But they only remember him when there's problems. So actually they're very fortunate to see the Lord. They're very fortunate. There's so many problems, so many difficulties caused by Hiranyakashipu. And by praying, they were praying, but of course, mostly Pallad, Hiranyakashipu, for all the devotees, Vritraanaya Santu, Vinashaya Chadushkritam. This is classic case, the appearance of Nrsimhadeva, of protecting the devotees and vanquishing the demons. So now they've seen him, they may not be thinking of him so much. But Pallad Maharaj, pure devotee, he'll always be thinking of Krishna. Suke duke same kritna, Krishna says, in happiness and distress, whatever it is. To Pallad Maharaj it made no difference. It's described that Pallad Maharaj, what was his character? He didn't even know whether it was day or night or what was going on, whether he should eat or not. He was just completely absorbed like a madman, like a person haunted by a ghost. He was so much absorbed in Krishna consciousness. That's why even when his father was torturing him, practically we can understand, he didn't even notice it. Because he didn't think it very significant. Very elevated level of devotion that's being described in the Bhagavatam to infuse us to come to this level. So they all got the darshan of the Lord. They're very fortunate. You know, they were thinking, we were so much unfortunate, Nrsimhadeva came and removed our problem. But the really fortunate thing is not that he came and removed the problem. They could directly see Lord Nrsimhadeva face to face. That is the real benediction. But Pallad Maharaj, he's understanding this, that I got the darshan of my Lord face to face. Many people say, can you show me God? Where is God? We want. So actually they don't believe in God. They're challenging like that. They'll also see God. But maybe they'll see, just like Hiranyakashipu saw Nrsimhadeva. They'll see God in the form of death. Mrityu sarva harashtraha. No one can avoid God. Those who are challenging, show me God. As if God is some dancer, has to come at their order. Now you come. Alright, now you go away. Where is God? If God doesn't come within 3 minutes, then I won't believe in him. Therefore God doesn't exist. Because I, the greatest personality in the universe, Mr. Gupta from slum somewhere in Bombay, because Guptas don't usually live in slums. Anyway. I have not seen God. He's not coming to see me. He's not coming to bow down before me. So why should I believe in him? But Prabhupada would give the reply, yes, you can see God, but you have to see God under his terms, not under your terms. You're not qualified to see God. You're not such a big demon like Hiranyakashipu that he's going to come and rip your intestines out for you. You're not so fortunate. And you're not such a big devotee like Pallad Maharaj that he'll come attracted by your love. So you should see him as he says, you see me like this, rasoham apsukantaya. When you drink water, just think, this taste is Krishna. Because Krishna is all-pervading also. That is beginning stage to see Krishna. What is that? Maya idam, what is that verse? Maya idam. Maya idam tata sarvam jagadavyakta murtina. It's tani sarva bhutani nachaham teshvarasti. Krishna is in everything, everything is Krishna. Still Krishna is person. He's separate from everything. But the beginning stage, see him, rasoham apsukam, prabhashmi shashi surya. Now the sun is coming strong in India. The heat is beginning. Just beginning now. Of course in Bombay it never gets really very hot. Sun is there. So when we feel the scorching heat, and we'll remember, this is a representation of Krishna. And those who go in the villages, because the heat is there more, because there's no air conditioners or... Now they have fans also. Sometimes you may go in a village, there's no electricity, and scorching heat. Then at night, the moon is there. Nitai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra Shushitananda. Narottam Das prays. The lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, they're cooling like millions of moons. So saying when you see the moon at night, then remember Krishna in everything. This way if we train, we can see Krishna. That so many examples are given. Krishna says, Tejas Tejas Vinam Aham. When we see any great person, just like Keshav Bharati Prabhu has been talking to me about, our regular friend and guest here, Sri Chandindhuja. So he's a powerful person. But that power, where is it coming from? It's coming from Krishna. So when we see a powerful person or an influential person, we should know that he has some favor from Krishna. Just like even Sanatana Goswami, when he saw the Nawab. Actually, the Nawab was a big demon, but he saw Nawab Hussain Shah. He saw, oh, we should respect whatever power he has got, that is coming from Krishna. So this way we can see God in everything. That Prabhupada used to give so many examples. Everything you see, you can relate to Shastra. Especially nature. Prabhupada used to say this, nature study. We can, by seeing nature, you can understand so many points of philosophy. That you'll find in the Nyaya Darshan, a lot different logics. Just like Bakanda Nyaya, Prabhupada used to give that example. Prabhupada is very fond of this. Baka means crane, and anda means egg. So baka, boka, similar word. Bengali boka means a fool. So the crane, he's looking after the eggs, which is actually he's following the bull, which has two testicles. And he's thinking, these are some nice eggs which I can eat. So he's walking and thinking, any time it may fall down, then I can have a nice feast. He's a fool, because they're never going to fall down, and he's going all the day through the village, boka, boka, boka. Foolish crane. So Prabhupada was giving the example, just like the crane, he's thinking, this is a very good proposition. I'm very intelligent, because any moment these eggs will fall down, then I can eat them. So very intelligent, just let me wait, so no one else can enjoy. I'll get it all myself. But he's a fool, because it will never happen. So in the same way, the materialistic scientists, Prabhupada used this example. They're thinking, well, just now we're discovering how we will live forever, and how we will conquer nature. They're fools. They're following the testicles, which won't ever drop. They've misunderstood the whole thing. And they're just like one crane, some other bird, what are you doing? So don't tell anyone else, but there's a good feast coming up. There's no feast coming. He's just got completely wrong idea. So many examples of it. Kupamandukyane, the frog in the well philosophy, another Prabhupada favorite. The frog is thinking, this well, this is all in all. I'm the biggest frog in this well is the whole universe, there's nothing beyond this. He doesn't realize the outside the well, there's so much. There's a big world going on out there. But he's thinking, well, here we are in the well. And here are the ants, and I eat them, and I'm a great philosopher. Dr. Frog, brilliant scholar. So the same way, so many philosophers, like Vandivan Atmaram, where he's reading this book, what's that called? The Passion of the Western Mind. How throughout the years, all the in the Western countries, different philosophers arguing this way, that way, speculating this way, that way. Frogs in the well, speaking big, big philosophy. But they don't know, even beyond this bodily conception of life. You think, just I'm this body. They have no idea. This, everything they're conceiving just in terms of their own mental speculations. They have no idea who is, even they may speak about God, but they don't know who is God. By their avaham manasa gochara, you cannot simply by speculating and juggling words, you cannot know God. Just like if someone may ask us, what is the name, what do you think about God? As if God is up to, what is your opinion? As if God's under our opinion. Now here's the fact, that God is very angry with big lion face and big nails, and he rips out the intestines of Hiranyakashipu. So will the people accept? Probably not. Sometimes in our Western countries, temples, they have the picture of Nrsimhadeva, and sometimes some of the devotees say, I don't think we should keep this picture here. People may think it's strange. Well, it's strange to you, sir. But this is the fact. This is God. He's also playing on his flute. He's also got his bow, Ramachandra. He is as he is. He's not under your speculation. Don't be a frog in the well. So like that, there may be so many different examples given from nature, how to understand different points of philosophy. That's why Prabhupada was always recommending that for a great expansion of our Krishna consciousness movement, we have to establish these village communities. Because the nature of city life is that it spoils all the good qualities of the human being. That factories, Prabhupada said, they're dungeons for demons. Because you're a demon, So you have to go and work in the factory. That Bhajahari Prabhu, that time he was Tamil president in Bhaktivedanta Manor, he told Prabhupada, because he was from South Wales, which is famous for coal is one thing, and steel industry, both totally ugra karma, horrible. So he said, Prabhupada, I used to work in a steel mill. And what I had to do, the steel was coming, hot steel, I had to bang, 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 then throw it off, and then another one would come. So I was doing all this all day, and I hated it. But everyone else seemed to be very happy. Why is that? That they liked it, and I didn't like it. Prabhupada said, you are a Brahmin in your last life. So anyone a little bit developed consciousness, he won't like these things. And this kind of activity, they're doing bang, bang, bang in a hot steel mill all day and breathing in these fumes. It's so horrible that what will they do when they come out? And that's another thing South Wales is famous for. Immediately go to the pub, which means bar. Just like yesterday I was driving, I saw Guru Govind bar. Was it? Seemed to be a little bit incongruous. In Andhra Pradesh, you always used to see Srinivas Wines. Oh, now they've closed it officially. So, this ugra karma, city life, it just makes people demonic. Just like here in India, you can see how much pious the people used to be. Those of us who have been in India, preaching in India for many years, you can see how much change there is. Because the people, they've got this modern way of life, demoniac way of life. Previously, everyone in India, very natural attraction to godly activities, reading some shastra, going to the temple. Nowadays, what is their life? 1 o'clock in the morning, they're sitting, playing some games on the computer, or some ugra karma. They're spoiled. So Prabhupada wanted to make this village community, because in the village, naturally people, they see what is nature, and they understand that there's a great power behind. So naturally, they're inclined to understand God. They may not have a very clear conception. To have a clear conception of God, you have to hear. And vigyanatam saguru mevabhigachat. One has to understand who is that great power. Then you have to hear from guru, sadhu, shastra. But at least the natural piety, tendency will be towards natural piety for those who are closer to nature. Of course, close to nature or not close to nature. That point is there. Tad vijnanartham sankaram. One has to hear about Krishna. It's like in Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna, Tat shrinu maya sakta manapata yogam yunjan madasha asangshayam samagramam yathagyasasi tat shrinu. Hear from me, Krishna tells Arjuna. With your mind attached to me, you hear from me about Krishna consciousness. Hear from me, then all your doubts will be cleared away. This is the real process. You live in the city, live in the village. Village life is better. But anyway, to really understand who is God, we have to hear. Just like by our mental speculation, how can we understand that God is lion, half man, half lion? How can we understand he's bluish, holding a flute? Who would imagine? The Christians, by imagination, they came up with an old man sitting on a cloud. This is their imagination, because they thought, well, God's superior to us, so he must be up there somewhere. So probably he's sitting on a cloud. And he created the world, so he must have become very old by now. So he has a big long beard. This is that painting in Rome, Sistine Chapel. And what is he doing? Well, God is, he's punishing us. So God is sitting down, looking angrily, punishing everyone. Of course, that's also one feature of God, to punish. But not this long beard that sometimes you see in India also, the picture of Lord Brahma with a long beard. But he doesn't have a beard. He's a... No. This speculation. He's an old man because he's the creator. Just speculation. The demigods, they don't have this protracted old age. They live young. They maintain a youngish-like body. And then when it's time for them to pop off, then quick, no long drawn out diseases and death. So this idea, by speculation we may think so many things, but who is God actually? That we have to hear from Shastra. Shastra describes, this is God. Bhagavatam describes Who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Krishna Tu Bhagavan Swayam. Then, what are his different incarnations? They're all described. Varaha, Vamandev, Nrsimhadev, Ramachandra Bhagavan, Matsya Avatar, Kurma Avatar, Mohini Murti, Parashuram. They're all described in Srimad Bhagavatam. So we should hear the descriptions of God. Our aim also, that we want to see God. The Yakshas and the others, Kimparushas, they're so fortunate to see God. We want to see God, even more important than seeing God, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur always used to say, is that we should act in such a way that God will be pleased to see us. Even Prahlad Maharaj wasn't demanding that where is God? I shall have to see God. Hiranyakashipu was demanding. He thought it was a prerequisite to see God. Prahlad wasn't demanding. He simply wanted to serve God. And it so happened that they both saw God. But Hiranyakashipu saw this God as his enemy. And Prahlad saw, my worship of Allah. So there's the difference. But he came, Hiranyakashipu saw, Prahlad saw, they both saw, but they saw differently. So therefore seeing, that may not be all in all, but the attitude of service. Just like anyone can come here and see the deities, Radha Raspi Hari. Anyone can see, that is his mercy, otherwise he's not visible. Anyone can see, but someone will see, this is a statue. Or someone will see, what's he doing up there? I should be up there. I'm God. Or someone may see, oh, this is nice festivals, Indian culture. Nice. And someone will see, here is Krishna, my worship of the Lord. So that, who will see actually Krishna? Who can see Krishna? Who has developed the mood of devotion, service to Krishna? Atashi Krishna Namadu, Navaved Grahya Indriyai, Sevan Mukhe Hiji Vadu, Swayam Eva Spurati. We can understand Krishna, not just see. When we hear the name of Krishna, we'll experience, this is Krishna. When we taste prasad, we'll understand, this is Krishna. All the senses, when we become purified by our service attitude. Krishna is everywhere. But we're not seeing him because we're envious of Krishna. Because we're thinking, I should be Krishna. Why should I serve Krishna? So service, our natural position is service. By serving Krishna, with all the senses, we become purified. Then we can understand Krishna. Sometimes devotees ask, well, I'm chanting Hare Krishna, going on, why am I not making advancement? So that we can analyze. Sevan Mukhe. Sevan Mukh. One has to develop the mood of service to Krishna. Then he can understand Krishna. Then when he may see or not see, but he will be blessed by Krishna to understand when Krishna is pleased upon him for his service attitude. So this we see. There's many devotees here that here we have so many different devotees at different levels. The Yakshas, the Kimparushas, of the wrestling arena. So many people saw him differently. The wrestlers, they saw him just like a thunderbolt. And the elderly ladies, they saw him as a nice little child. And the young girls, they saw him as the most beautiful boy. And the yogis saw him as the super soul. So everyone, they may see Krishna differently. But Krishna, he wants us to see him as Prahlad Maharaj. He's the mood of pure devotion. Here is my worship of Allah. So Krishna will reciprocate differently. Yayatamam vipadyante, tangs tataiva vajamya. Krishna will reciprocate differently if we are sakama bhaktas. Then Krishna will reveal a little bit, but not much. If we're demons, then we can also relate with Krishna. We may, that is not very pleasing way. And if we're pure devotees like Prahlad Maharaj, then we will reciprocation of pure love. So that is the aim. It's Shukdev, Vyasadev. They're telling these stories here, Narad Muni is telling. They're telling the stories of the pure devotees. Our aim is to follow in the footsteps. That one famous lecture Prabhupada gave. Follow in the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj. So highly exalted footsteps. How he simply surrendered everything to Krishna. So that is our aim. To be a surrendered devotee like Prahlad Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Any question? so many questions. Now that I'm aware.
You have referred to the prayers of King Kunti. Was she praying for herself or for her children?
Was Kunti praying for herself or for her children? Well, there is that other prayer she says also, that Sneha Pasha Mimang Chindhi Dura Pandushu Vishnishu. May my affection for my children be broken off. So in this prayer she appears to be praying for her own, that her own devotion to Krishna be fixed up.
If that is so, you said that a pure devotee is always in touch with Krishna, whether in happiness or in distress. And it said that King Kunti is a pure devotee. Why is he not asking that for all the calamities to come down so that he can remember Krishna?
The question is that Kunti Devi is a pure devotee, and a pure devotee always lives in Krishna in happiness or distress. So why was she praying for calamities? Because she was always seeing Krishna anyway. Well, even pure devotees, they may pray for their devotion to become more intense. Just like Narad Muni in this canto, he's praising the demons because he says their concentration on Krishna is so intense. Just like you see someone, he says, I don't believe in God. And all he talks all day, I don't believe in God. He's always thinking about God very intensely. Actually, he hates God. If you didn't believe in God, just like I don't believe that there's green caterpillars on the moon. All right. No one else believes it either. Forget it. So there's no need to talk about it all day. But if someone, I don't believe in God, he's very strongly, I don't believe. He's that intense concentration. Narad Muni is, actually he hates God. So Narad Muni is saying they have more concentration. So Kunti Devi, she may be, of course also a pure devotee thinks that I have no love for Krishna. So she's praying that, may I have calamity so that I can remember you. She's not going to forget Krishna anyway. But she's praying that we may remember you more and more and more.
In Prasangita Bhagavatam, Narad Muni, after having lost the darshan of Lord Vishnu, when he was trying to see again by meditation, and Lord Vishnu says that, my dear Narada, you cannot see me now. Those who are incomplete in yoga, and those who are contaminated in the heart, they cannot see me. But here we see that all these demigods who have material desires still, they are able to see the Lord. How is it?
In the first canto of Bhagavatam, Narad Muni is told by Lord Vishnu that those who are incomplete in yoga and impure, they cannot see me. But here we see that even great demons, Hiranyakashipu and all his followers, they saw God, Nrsimhadev. And the demigods who are known as mixed devotees, they saw God. Yeah, they saw God. Actually, everyone is always seeing God. We're all seeing Krishna all the time because Krishna is everywhere and Krishna is not different from his energy. But whether we can recognize or not, just like in that example I was giving, so many people may come in the temple and see Krishna, but they may not see Krishna because Pashyanti Jnana Chakshusha, one who has knowledge, he can see through the eyes of knowledge. Just like Krishna, Prabhupada was saying when installing the deities in Los Angeles, he was saying that if you think that the deity is a brass made idol, then he will remain a brass made idol to you forever. But if you see that this is Krishna, then Krishna will talk with you. So it's Pashyanapi na Pashyati. You may see but not see. Anyone can see God. Even one lecture, Prabhupada was saying, people are asking to see God, what's the great thing to see God? Everyone can see God. Everyone can see. But the real thing is to serve Him. And by that service attitude, Krishna reveals Himself, that yes, I am God. So you may see God, but you don't recognize. Nato nat yadharo yata. That again, Kunti Devi gives the example. That Krishna, he may be seen, but not recognized. Just like an actor on the stage may be seen by his own child, but the child doesn't recognize him because he's dressed up differently, appears to be different.
This form, Pradhan Maharaj was worshipping in Narayan form, Krishna form.
Which form was Prahlad worshipping the Supreme Lord? Narayan form, Krishna form? Well, he does speak about Krishna. Matiya na Krishne palatasvatova. He's speaking about Krishna. And elsewhere also it said, that section where it's saying he was like haunted by a ghost, or as if haunted by, also mentions Krishna. So it appears that he was worshipping Krishna.
As he appeared in front of him,
This is a very subtle question. Rasa vichara. The gopis, if Prahlad Maharaj appears to be worshipping Krishna, the gopis, it seems that they were only interested in Krishna. They wouldn't accept any other form. Just like when Krishna, he appeared before them as Narayana. They offered respect, Lord Narayana, Om Namo Narayana, but they weren't particularly interested. They're interested in Krishna form. So this is all discussed in this Sanatana Goswami's Brihad Bhagavatamrita. That different devotees, they're not all devotees. Of course, all devotees are pure devotees. Prabhupada said that Krishna loves the gopis and he loves the cows also. It's not that he's only with the gopis, but he loves all equally. But still, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said, Ramya kache dupasana vrajavadhu vargena ya kalpita. The best mode of worship of Krishna is that which is conceived of by the gopis. So the gopis, they would not even like to see the Narayan form, because they're so much absorbed in the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna in Vrindavan. But that doesn't mean that no one's worshipping Narayan, that Vaikuntha is empty. Everyone running to Golok Vrindavan. There are so many devotees who worship Lakshmi Narayana, Lakshmi Narasingha. So Prahlad Maharaj, he's not a gopi, he's Prahlad Maharaj. He has his own relationship in pure devotion with Krishna, which he's very respectful to Krishna. Although he expressed a little dissatisfaction also, that when Lord Narasingha was saying, well, here I am, I'm God, what do you want? Everyone wants something from me, what do you want? Prahlad Maharaj said, please excuse me, my Lord, but I didn't worship you as a merchant, that I worshipped you, now I want something back. He chastised him there also, rebuked, not chastised. So these are all very intimate levels. We can't rebuke Krishna.
As you were saying, the Christian people, they see that the Lord has a beard and
The Christians, they used to think of God as having a long beard. Actually, that was even better than now, because mostly they're completely impersonal. At least they had some idea that God is a person, our Father who art in heaven. Now it's our Father or Mother who art in heaven, for the women's lib people. And or our cloud of light who art in heaven, maybe that also. So now at least there was some personal idea.
And also you were saying that Brahma is having a long beard, people have this wrong conception of Brahma is having a beard. But sometimes we have some place. In the place, why do we dress up like that?
Why do you dress up as Brahma having a beard in your place? Because you got wrong information, that's why. Prabhupada had, was it Jadarani, I think, that famous picture of Brahma with no beard. A lot of questions today. Amaram Prabhu?
I was wondering, they said the Yaksha, they have service which is very pleasing to the Lord. I was wondering,
what service do the yakshas do to the Lord? I don't know specifically. It's not mentioned here. Well, it says they carry him. It says that they... it says they were carrying Hiranyakashipu. So what exactly service they're doing, I don't know. Anuchara mukha. Anuchara means... That usually means doing menial services. Exactly, I don't know. Any other questions? Please.
I imagine teller of a bank, giving my money to everybody. And I think he's my benefit teacher. You give something to me in the form of God. Then with the God actually should Krishna to bless me with the money, whatever he has to give me. If I imagine that way, then he's my God.
You can imagine, but God is not subject to your imagination. God is as He is. Therefore, we have to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the description of God, as He is. You may imagine this or you may imagine that, but the nature of God doesn't change. You have to hear, please hear regularly Srimad Bhagavatam. Then you can understand what is the nature of God. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satyada Ananda Vigraha. He's the Supreme Controller with His original transcendental form. Not some, there's so many imagined ideas. Why your imagined idea? But this is the factual truth. What is the nature of God? Srimad Bhagavatam. Please.
The negative energies that exist in the world and within me, does that also come from Krishna?
Do the negative energies that exist in the world and in you come from Krishna? Yes, everything comes from Krishna. That in Gita, Krishna says, He gives a list in chapter 10 of all good things and bad things. And He says, everything comes from me. That example is described in the Bhagavatam, that dharma is like the front side of God and adharma is the back side. Just like light and shadow, darkness can only exist in relation to light. Darkness means the absence of light. So light means there may be darkness also. So we are interested in the darkness means the maya or the bad things. And the light means Krishna, Krishna consciousness. So we should come out of the darkness, come to the light of Krishna consciousness. Bad things means why this material exists, material world exists. Because we have bad desires. That God gives us the choice. And by our bad desires, we generate so many unfortunate situations. But Krishna asks us to surrender to Him, then we can go to Him and come out of the bad situation. All right, I'll take one more question. Anyone didn't ask any questions? So?
Parvas are the pure devotees of the Lord, and we should follow them actually. Then they want to leave their body, they went to Himalaya. But we emphasize that one should die in Vrindavan. Vrindavan becomes so costly because everybody is going there, making houses. No doubt, that is very easy there, anybody can shoot there. It's very easy there. The Pandavas went to leave their body to Himalayas. So, instead of coming to Vrindavan or going.
Why did the Pandavas go to the Himalayas to leave this world instead of going to Vrindavan? Well, it doesn't seem to have anything to do with the class. Of course, for the Pandavas, there's no question. They are with Krishna, always. Wherever they leave their body in this world. Pandavas, they went to the Himalayas. Himalayas also. Of course, that is the Himalayas are a holy place, especially Badrinath is a place of Lord Vishnu. So any Vishnu Kshetra is special. Of course, Vrindavan, that is especially special. But again, the Pandavas, their relationship with Krishna was not Vrindavan mood. That was a different mood.
So it means somebody goes to Himalayas, that's a good.
Go to the Himalayas is good if you practice Krishna consciousness. If you go there to smoke and almost everyone in the Himalayas, they're all.
The point is that he said.
Vidipi Nimals.
The point is that somebody.
The main point is we should be Krishna conscious wherever we are.
That is correct.
Even if you go to Vrindavan, there's no guarantee. There are so many people, they go to Vrindavan to die, and then their relatives get news that they're sick and they're going to die, so they all come in and take them in a taxi to Agra and they die in the hospital. So, the real thing is to be Krishna conscious in any circumstance. Chaya Rishi is very eagerly got his hand in midair.
Related to previous, if the chaste wife is loving all his good qualities, and suppose this husband wants a face and gets to give his future,
and he appears in front of his wife, and wife, she didn't recognize. What is the attitude of chaste wife?
What is the duty of a chaste wife?
Attitude of duty.
Is this something to do with your previous question? How does it all fit in?
Previous question, I
How does it fit in with the previous question?
Like Krishna appears in nursing form in front of
Gopi. Oh, so he's giving the example. What exactly is it? If a chaste wife, her husband, his face gets burned, still she'll love him. So, why won't the gopis accept Nrisimha feature, even though he's pure of feature? Well, Nrisimha feature is not like someone with his face burned. He's also beautiful. His lotus face. He's also beautiful, but beauty expressed in anger. Even Krishna on the battlefield, he was also angry. Beautiful face, but he was very angry. So he didn't lose his beauty. But it's a different mood. Just like we see that there's that famous verse, Hanuman, speaking about Lord Ramachandra. What is that? Srinathe janakinathe abheda paramatmani tathabi mama sarvasvam rama kamala lochana. He says that, I know that Srinath, Lord Vishnu, and Janakinath, Lord Ram, they're the same personality of Godhead, non-different. But still, my worshipful Lord is Rama. So it's a matter of transcendental taste, which we may not understand as long as we have the non-transcendental taste. But that, just like many times devotees would ask Prabhupada about questions about the spiritual world and higher rasas, and Prabhupada might answer a little bit, then he'd say, you just wait, you'll find out in due course of time. So we're waiting. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.